Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Today we're going to talk about being led by the Spirit of God. Life is just a series of being at the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. Where you sit matters, where you walk matters, what you say matters. It really, really matters. And I got this ginormous cloud behind me today. Y'all are familiar with clouds because you upload everything to Apple to your iCloud. But a cloud, when I was in flight school years ago, I started studying a lot about clouds. And what clouds really are is they're just little water driplets that come together in dirt and debris, and that's what holds it together. Depending on the altitude, it depends whether or not it is frozen driplets or not. In fact, I was flying one time from St. Louis to Chicago. It was me and my son in the plane, and he said, "Hey, Dad, what happens if you, like, well, what does it feel like in that cloud? What would happen?" And I just dove down, and then all of a sudden, there's so much turbulence lifting it up, and there's so much debris on the inside. The plane's just, and he said, "Don't ever do that again." So we know a little bit about clouds. Today on the drive over here, St. Louis, I was driving, and there was various clouds in the sky, and I was thinking about the sermon and thinking about flying and thinking about the children of Israel and how they trusted God because God said, "Hey, I want you to follow the cloud." Wonder which cloud it was. Be a little confusing. You got to really trust when you say, "Hey, there's no GPS. This is God's positioning system. There's nothing here but just saying, hey, I don't know where I should go." And you got to remember too, if you put yourself in their space, they got at one point they've got an Egyptian army behind them. Pharaoh's breathing down their neck. And then the famous passage goes like this. It says in Exodus 13, it says, by day, the Lord went ahead of them. I want to just park it there. The Lord went ahead. There's just something really reassuring to know that God is already out in your future. He's going out before you. He said, "I will prepare a table before you." He's always out in your future. What you and I don't know, God already knows, and he's got a wind that's going to move the bullet. He's got a situation that's going to move the heart of the king. Whatever it is that's going after you, trust in the Lord that he's already out there in your future. So before they ever crossed the Red Sea, the wind was already there. The cloud had already said, "Go this way, go this way, go this way, go this way." You know, somebody told me one time, when they get to heaven, they want to ask those 2 million people. That's a lot of folks following this cloud. What was that like to have a cloud by day and a fire by night? And my friend said, "Hey, I think what they're going to do is ask us, what would it be like to have the Holy Spirit living and abiding on the inside of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, telling you where to go?" Somebody ought to shout amen. Come on. I hear you, sunset. Exodus 13, let's read it. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night, a pillar of fire. He gave them light. Isn't that cool? God gave them a nightlight at nighttime. So they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. What I also like about that is it said, hey, wherever God was, they were, and God was up in the middle of that cloud. I've never been in this cloud, but it's actually kind of weird because it started moving. I'm like, whoa, this cloud is moving. But this cloud represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is up in that cloud, and he is staying with his people. All day, looking down on 2 million people. I got you, Becky. I got you, Wanda. There had to be a Shaquita in there somewhere. Come on, somebody, Shaquita over here, and James over here. He knew everybody. In fact, he knew the hairs on their head. The Holy Spirit was a type of this cloud. And he was leading them and guiding them, and I love it because he was always just a little bit ahead. And also, if you know this, the higher you go, the more elevated you are, the more you can see. So God sees out in your future what the devil's doing over there, and he goes, that ain't gonna work. The Bible said that he sits in the heavens and he laughs. You say, what is God laughing at? He's not watching Eddie Murphy videos. He is laughing because he sees what the devil's trying to do, and he goes, that ain't gonna work. No weapon formed against them is gonna prosper. I'm gonna move a little to the left and move. Somebody ought to shout amen, and a little to the right, and I'm going to be with my people. God is always with you. And he's always leading you. And he's always directing you. So this cloud representing the Holy Spirit today is going to lead you throughout this week. So I want you to say this with me. Every campus, come on, Ferguson, Weldon, Sunset, Earth City, all the way back towards the bathrooms, in the balcony, wherever you are. Say this loud and strong like you believe it. Say, I will always be, at the right place, at the right time. I will always be protected, and my children and my children's children will be protected. I was born for this. Now more than ever, it's so important that you and your household are at church. Or really, some people, it's vacation time and you're watching online, and that's fine if that's the case. But you can't just get lazy. The Bible said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He said, as the evil day approaches, that church attendance should increase. Now, I've asked you this before, but I'll ask again. How many of y'all think it is definitely evil out there today? So that stands true that the Holy Spirit knew this was going to happen. Remember the song, Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Young people, Google it. It's worth it. Okay. The Holy Spirit said there'd be days like this. He said, see to it in the last days that your heart is not troubled. He said, believe in me. In other words, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In Psalms 91, he said, I will be with you. He said, under your shadow, under my shadow, you will find peace. So the shadow of this cloud brought peace for the people of God. It brought shade for the people of God. It brought rain and moisture for the people of God. See what I'm saying right now? He's going to meet all of your needs and take care of you your whole life. So if you're a note taker, I want you to write this down. Point one is God's guidance for you. In Numbers 9, it says, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out, and wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, not because there was a job offer, at the Lord's command, not because it's easier in another town, at the Lord's command, you swiped left and he lives in a different city. No. At his command, they encamped with him. And as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained. The Israelites were completely dependent on this cloud and this fire. Cloud represents, I told you what a cloud is made up of, visible moisture. The Bible said the word of God, that it is moisture, that it is the water of the word. So when you're reading the Bible every day, you should get it on your app, download the Faith Church app, the Bible app's on there, and you read the Bible every day, that brings light to your soul. That brings direction to every area of your life. And this is what they did. They totally were dependent upon the cloud. In other words, they were totally dependent upon the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Spirit now, we don't have the cloud. We've got something in us. When you receive Jesus, every campus, raise your hand if you receive Jesus. Maybe it was just today, and you prayed with one of the campus pastors at one of the churches. Now, Jesus, is, they say, Jesus is in your heart. Technically, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit is in your heart, and he's leading you and guiding you. And by the way, the Holy Spirit doesn't, like, get mad at you and run off. Oh, what a tool in traffic. I'm not going to be in the car with you. He'll be the one in there going, hey, be nice. Don't do that. Turn on the radio and listen to some worship music. It got quiet, St. Louis. I promise you, there are people here. Anybody ever heard the Holy Spirit speaking on the inside of you? Like, slow down, go back and tell him you're sorry. Or you would call it women's intuition. I just knew it. He was lying. Oh, it got real now, didn't it? So the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you, leading you and guiding you. And I found this, the more dependent you are on the Holy Spirit, the better your life will be and the more rest you will have. Can I get some water? I'm going to address this. It's just getting out of control. Talk amongst yourselves a little bit about whatever you like to talk about. You ever notice that when presenters need to drink, they just go real quick. Like they're doing a crime. I'm going to take a while. I'm tired of pretending it's not. It's a mix of a protein bar and I don't know what else in there, but there's something going on in there. Somebody shout, help him, Lord, help him, Lord. All right. So the Holy Spirit will lead you. The more you trust him, the more you talk to him, the more real he'll become to you. The Holy Spirit is a person. Just like they can see that cloud, you can see the Holy Spirit. I don't mean that you physically see him, you just go, that had to be God. That should have killed me. That had to be God. I don't deserve a husband like that or a wife like that. That had to be God. My kids cleaned their room and read their Bible and went to church. Oh, there is a God. I know there's a God. But the more you acknowledge the Holy Spirit, the better your relationship will be. Talk to him. Oh, man, I feel weird talking to him. I can't see him. You talk to yourself. Anybody ever found yourself talking to yourself? I tell you, I can't believe that I did that. What in the world was I doing? Right now? Somebody said, what are you saying right now? I don't know. I'm just arguing with myself. Sometimes I'm arguing with myself and I end up losing. Isn't that terrible? So talk to the Holy Spirit. Say, good morning, Holy Spirit. I need you today. I need you to guide me today. I thank you. And then whenever something you know in here, like I'll pull up, and I'm sure this has happened to you. You'll pull up and you'll just know, I need to get in that lane. That's the right lane. And then you don't do it, and then you get stuck behind a guy that's on Facebook, and you're like, I knew I was supposed to get in that other lane. Anybody ever had situations like that? That's not you. You're not that smart. That's the cloud on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said the Holy Spirit, the interest of his word brings light, and when the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you, he'll direct you. That's right. Now let's talk about this. Remember it said they stayed where the cloud was. Shout there with me, every campus. Why? They stayed. Sometimes you might be at a campus and you're like, I don't know, he's not in the room. I hate that because sometimes I'm in the room and I watch you guys, so I want you not to watch the screen and not participate. You're not watching a TV show. This is your pastor. It is Sunday morning. It is live, and I'm with you. So everybody shout this, just practice it and say, I don't even know what I'm saying. I like chicken nuggets. Come on, anything. I don't care what it is. Thank you. Somebody whistled and I was like, wow. Speaking of that, it made me think of Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday. And I heard of some food trucks that were going to Chick-fil-A and parking out there. And they call it side chick. Anyway, it's not God. Needs to be edited out. Come on, somebody. Don't tell. Y'all won't quote any of my sermon, but you'll tell everybody that. That's hilarious. You know what a food truck, a chicken food truck is on a... No, shut up. That was not the Holy Spirit. That was me. So though when the Holy Spirit leads you and you talk to him, it said they remained where the cloud was. Yeah. So don't move until God tells you to move. Right. Yeah. Don't move because of fear. Don't move because of pressure. Mm-hmm. Don't move because people told you to move. Don't move because it's a better opportunity. If the cloud, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, did not move, then you just sit up in the cloud and go, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Just waiting. What are you doing? Waiting. I hate waiting, by the way. Raise your hand if you hate waiting. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm sorry about your wait. I'm sorry about your wait. No. You guys are really responding well. So you got to just chill and wait. Every good thing that has ever happened to me in my ministry or my life came from the Holy Spirit. It was when we were listening to the Holy Spirit. Even if we were in sin, we just felt like we should do this or do that. Those that wait, remember this, upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. And they'll soar to the heights of the heaven. So I'm talking about even little things this week. I think they got a picture of some people I had lunch with this week. I think they do have a picture of them. I know they do. There they are. The guy to my left, his name is Steve. And this is a husband and wife over here. I was in Fort Lauderdale. I had some stuff that I needed to do down there, and I thought I saw Starbucks. felt like going to Starbucks. Don't think it was the Holy Spirit, but oftentimes just through normal life, you wind up somewhere that God wanted you to be. Pulled into the parking lot, and Steve was laying on the asphalt over there, kind of on a backpack, and those two were kind of propped up against a tree. And when I walked past them, the cloud, the Holy Spirit had me look at them, and I said, "You guys hungry?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "Come inside, and I'll buy you some egg bites or something." And they said, "We can't eat in there. We're vegan." I thought that was interesting. Go on, go ahead, laugh. I laughed. So, okay, you're vegan. Okay, you're hungry, you're vegan. I mean, whatever. I mean, what's that mean? I don't know what vegan is. I'm a meatitarian, right? So they said, "Oh, we can't eat that kind of stuff." But there was a Mexican restaurant that was beside it, okay? And at the Mexican restaurant at the side, I looked, and they said, "We can eat in there." So I said, "Okay, I'll go and get a table." Now, I was busy. I had a lot to do. But I felt like the cloud said, "Stop." Went inside, and then they came in a couple seconds later, and the person that was the host said, "Can I help you guys?" Like, very demeaning. I said, "Oh, they're with me." And we sat down. They started ordering, and we ate, and I spent about an hour with these people, finding out their story. Found out Steve's story to my left. Steve loved me, I loved him, the guy loved, they had gotten married several years ago, and then a series of events, long story short, they found themselves in this situation. But they don't know who I am. I don't want them to know who I am. I'm just enjoying my time with them. By the way, very interesting people, very smart. It was just very eye-opening. They told me some things that I thought, oh, that's good. I felt like when they were talking to me, several things they said to me without sounding crazy, I felt like was kind of the Lord. They ended up telling me, "Hey, do you ever go to church? Because you need to go to church." And I go, I do sometimes. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Then they said, "Listen, we believe in God, and you need to believe in God. Because you got to remember, I look like I'm on a Harley. I roll up in there." In fact, he said, when he saw me, he said, "That's the goat right there." And now we're eating, and we're having a conversation. And then Steve ends up saying, "Oh man, you really do need to go to church. In fact, we had just prayed and asked God to give us food. God will help you. We said, we're hungry, God. And then you," basically they're thinking a heathen, "you, the devil, showed up with our food." And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "You really believe that?" "Yes, we do believe that. And you need to come over to our side of the table, bro, because it's more peaceful. You got a job. You're stressed out. We're living out here under the star. We're more alive. See that tree? That tree's alive. You're eating that chicken, it is dead. You're eating chicken and stuff, and it's dead. You need stuff that's alive, man." They're hammering down on me. They're going to town, and I'm loving on them. And then at the end of the trail, they said, "Hey, you know, you're such an interesting guy, such a nice guy. Can we get your number?" And I said, "You know what? Just follow me on Instagram." And Steve goes, "Hell no, you're kidding me. What? What?" They're coming to church soon. Here's what I'm here to tell you. I was led by the Holy Spirit because they were hungry. And the Lord knew they were hungry. And the Lord knew that they were going to ask for some food. And the only guy that would probably be crazy enough to get three homeless people laying on a parking lot and say, "Let's go to lunch," would be me. And I was sitting there, and my kids and everybody, "Where are you at?" And I'm taking a picture. And they're like, "Who are those people?" And I go, "I don't really know, but I'll tell you later." Your life is interesting. Your life is fun. Your life is exhilarating. It's exciting when you follow the Holy Spirit. And then their prayer is answered because you listen to the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? So your life is not your own. If the cloud parks, you park. If the cloud moves, you move. Oh, yeah. Somebody in St. Louis ought to say, "Come on now." Point two, trust God's timing. Trust God's timing. I don't like God's timing, by the way. He's so slow. Oh, my God. God. I need it now. Wouldn't it be easier, by the way, if you just told me what I need to know for the next 5 years? No, because it gets rid of the trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him, the Holy Spirit, in all your ways, and He will write to the homeless people that needed what they needed. Now, when I sowed a seed into them, it was like a $130 lunch. I sowed the seed into them, and then it was so the lady gave me like the coupon deal that got all the clicks. She said, "Oh, you know, come back. You got enough clicks for another meal." I'm never going back there. I was able to give it to them. They took it. Again, the Holy Spirit knows how to feed the birds of the air. Today, there's little birds running around with worms going, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul." He's taking care of the lilies of the field. He's putting visible moisture above our head. He brought the sun up this morning and He set it down. Trust me, His timing is impeccable. You're going to be at the right place at the right time. Come on, Ferguson. And God's going to move on your behalf. You don't have to worry about it. God's got it. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked, because you're going to be at the right place because you trust God's timing. Deuteronomy 1, verse 33. Who went ahead of you on your journey, the fire by night and the cloud by day, to search out places for you to camp and to show you, I love this part, show you the way you should go. The Israelites trusted God's timing and His direction without fully knowing the plan. Now that's the hard part, guys, is not knowing the plan. My wife is a planner. She has a plan for her plan. She has a to-do list. She has a to-do list for her to-do list. And I'm more of a wing it kind of guy. It drives her crazy. I need to know when we're going, why we're going, where we're going, with whom we're going, how long we're going, and how do we return? And I go, "I don't know. Just hang loose on this. It'll be all right." And partially it's all right because the Lord gave me her because she has a plan. Okay. But on the journey of life, you have to realize that you have to trust God's timing, not knowing where you end up. Look at your neighbor and say, "This is good today." So He guided the children of Israel where they should go. He guided the people of God where they should go. He guided Esther exactly where she should go. He guided Joseph where he should be, even though he went to the, is supposed to go to the palace, he went to the pit. This was all the Holy Spirit leading them and guiding them. But you have to remember this, guys. Theologically, the Holy Spirit could not be in their heart yet because Jesus had not died. So God couldn't be around us because of sin, because we all have sin. By the way, aren't you glad for a radically grace-filled church that loves heathens? And I see the sanctimonious people not, "Oh, no, I'm not raising my hand because I'm not a heathen." You're such a hypocritical heathen, you don't even know it. Let's try that one more time so you can join the heathen clan right here. Yeah, I like this. Yeah. Some of you should have got a standing ovation for that. So God doesn't leave us because we're good now, and He doesn't bless us because we're good now, but there was definitely a point to where there was this veil that separated us from God's power. But God loved us so much, the people of God so much, that He had that cloud. It said it never left them. It was always with them. And it went ahead of them. It was taking care of them. And it stood behind them, this all-encompassing cloud. It was like a fog. Favor of God. FOG, the acronym, the favor of God on your life, that was all over their life, and it was taking them where they needed to be, and they had to trust God's timing. But now, the Holy Spirit, because when Jesus dies, Jesus now is on the cross. And to the right and to the left are two thieves, probably our relatives, deep down. And to the right and the left of these two thieves, Jesus is there, and He never did any wrong. He never did any sin, and it said He became sin, and He took on all of our debts, stuff that we have done, things that we thought we would never do, and it actually collapsed Him, and He died physically a physical death, and he died a spiritual death. Now he wakes up in hell, and he takes back the keys of death, hell, and the grave, leads captivity captive, and he ascends back to the earth realm. Now he says, I'm going away. I'm going to go back to heaven, but I'm going to leave you a cloud. I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a comforter, a counselor, an advocate, and a teacher. And I'm going to leave him with you. And he's going to lead you every day to the homeless people. He's going to lead you to the house to buy. He's going to lead you to the job to take. He's going to lead you to the doctor that you need. He's going to lead you to the supplement you need. Somebody ought to understand this. God has equipped us with a guidance system called the Holy Spirit. And he is leading us and guiding us all the time. And my dad, if he was preaching right now, would say, all this will do is make you rich. Because there's always financial interest in people's mind. The house that we bought, I've told you the story a million times, let's make it brief. I'm driving on my motorcycle, following the cloud, St. Louis. I feel like I should drive down this gravel road. I don't want to drive down. If you ride motorcycles, you don't drive down gravel roads. It's very treacherous. It's hard. Plus, it's a really great looking bike. I don't want all that dust on my bike, but I hear it here. Go down the road. Go down the road. Go down the road. I don't mean I heard a voice, so you're clear. I didn't hear, go down the road. What's God sound like? Morgan Freeman? Joyce Meyer? What's he sound like? Your Holy Ghost sound like you. If you talk cray-cray, he'd be talking cray-cray to you. Holy Ghost son told me if I go today, they're going to pop a cap in me. That was the Holy Ghost that told him that. Somebody else over here is like, the Lord thou God that speaketh in Elizabeth and English. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know what he said, but the Holy Spirit can speak. Gangster? Yeah. Yeah. Somebody ought to go with me on this. Earth City, I know you're going buck wild right now. Holy Spirit can speak what? Eubonics? He can speak Japanese, Chinese. He can speak whatever language that you speak. Your Holy Ghost sound like you. So the Holy Spirit leads me to go down the road. So I drive down the road. I'm driving down the road. I'm like, guess how far is this down this road? And all of a sudden, I come up on this field. There's a for sale sign. Go to the top of the hill. There's a house for sale for, I think, $180,000. I call Nicole. It's kind of cool. We go look at it. Long, arduous process. About a month later, we buy the house. We move in the house. You know, and then about 2 years, 3 years later, something like that, I forget, all of a sudden, somebody knocks at our door, says, we want to buy your house. I said, our house isn't for sale. They said, no, we want to buy your house because we like it. I said, it's not for sale. He said, I own the local Chevy dealer in town, and we're prepared to give you $1 million. And I said, Nicole, get your panties. We are moving. How in the world could you buy a house for that amount of money and sell it for that amount of money? The cloud will lead you and guide you in the way that you should go, and you'll always be at the right place. Somebody ought to shout amen at the right time. It's not a higher paying job you need. It's not a raise you need. It's a direction of the Holy Ghost that you need. And this cloud is going to guide you and going to lead you, and he's already out ahead of you in 2025. Oh, in 2026, he's got a fix. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing better than submitting yourself to the timing of God. I give you 10 seconds to praise it. Somebody ought to say, it's mine. I want it. I got it. Give me 2 more minutes. St. Louis, I usually have to quit exactly on time because I leave Sunset Hills where they're at, and then I go to Earth City where they're at, and then I go to Sunset Hills and Earth City until about 2 o'clock. But here, it's one and done. So I still do the same routine on Sunday. So I have a lot more Red Bull and vitamin B and everything to do that kind of stamina. So every other week, your sermon is extremely long. But how many of y'all like it? Raise your hand if you like it. I'm going to try that again for the people that didn't like it. I want to see who didn't like it. Come on, raise your hand one time. Who liked that? Right? Oh, Brenda, everybody. Whoop, whoop. Here's a sticky statement. God's presence leads us day by day and night by night through his Spirit and through his Word. That'd be a great thing to take a picture of and say, I'm going to put that on my screensaver. So I feel like God just left me. No, God's presence never, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The cloud stayed with the children of Israel day and night. And through his Spirit, I put capital Spirit there because through his Holy Spirit, he is with you wherever you go. He does not leave you because you're bad.
In fact, he doesn't leave you because you're good or bad. In fact, he's the greatest thing to have when things are bad, because he will comfort you in the midnight hour. He'll dry up the tears that you're soaking your pillow with. He'll help bring calmness to the anxiety that you currently have, because the Holy Spirit of God is going to lead you in the way that you should go. My dad was very comforting to me in the sense that I knew my dad loved me. I told you last week he had some anger issues and whatnot, but that would only play into my advantage because he was never really angry with me. He was angry, or somebody did me wrong, he was on the scene. I don't know if I've ever told this story, actually. I had a little Honda 70, and the handles bars fold down, and we lived on a private road. It wasn't they were fancy houses. It was just a road that wasn't maintained by St. Louis County, so it was private, and it was a subdivision road. And during the day, kids would go to school. I went to homeschool, and that's why I struggle with reading sometimes. I graduated top of my class because I was the only one in my class. Prom was very easy because the only girl in my school was my mother. Come on, somebody. And it kept it very, very innocent. And I would, during the day when the kids were at school, I got my school done, I'd drive up and down the road. And there was a really mean, grumpy old man that lived across the street. And he was out there, and he hated that I would ride. It was a very quiet motorcycle, and he hated it. He got mad. And one day he came out in the street, and he stopped me, and I stopped because I was taught to respect my elders. And he shoved me and said, "Listen, boy, it's the last time you're riding this bike again on this street. You put that back and don't you do it." And I went in and told my dad. So my dad came outside, and the old man was sitting in his chair. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just telling you, my dad went before me to solve the problem. My dad goes over. The old guy stands up, and he says, "Listen, old man." Pushed him back up in his garage. "When you see my kid out riding his motorcycle, you best get your butt back in the house if you want to live." He took his chair, went in the house. I was watching this. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you, the guy never bothered me again, because my father went ahead of me and said, "Listen, devil, I'm rebuking this right now. I'm drawing a line, and here's what's not going to happen anymore. And your God," somebody ought to shout amen, "your God said that he is going to take care of you all the days of your life. Somebody at work bothering you, an obstacle's bothering you, God is going to be right there with you, guiding you and leading you in the way that you should go." That's right. Some people didn't like that story. I could feel the vibes. It's just my story. Your father, in my last remaining minutes, he loves you. We read it. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. In fact, you should just tell the devil, "I'm going to tell my dad. Don't make me go tell my dad. If I tell my dad, the devil will run." In fact, all you got to do is shout the name of Jesus, and the devil begins to run and start terror. Come on, somebody, because he knows what happened. Last scripture, Proverbs 20:27. This is a good one for you to remember. "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord." Remember, it's fire by night. "Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly." One translation says, "The Lord's searchlight penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive." The Holy Spirit will make you likable. Because I'm insecure, because I'm homeschooled, because of whatever all, receding hairline, people go, "Hey, you don't have a forehead, you have a five head." I put my fingers up, I'm like, "Oh my God, I do, I have a five head." So I'm embarrassed about all that. I got all kinds of issues when you're up here talking, and did that go right? What are people thinking? There's a whole lot of you listening to me for 35 minutes, and you're trying to string it all together and make sense, right? So you got some issues. How many of y'all can give me that? But there would be some pressure in what you do. Okay, so the Holy Spirit will tell me sometimes, because of insecurity, because of Instagram or something, I might post something, and the Holy Spirit will just tell me, not like, "Why are you posting that?" He'll just go to me, do you think you're posting that because you want to prove your value? Yeah. I really want them to know I did good.
I don't have a high school education, but I think that proves it. You're right. Or sometimes I go, I know I'm wrong. I'm posting it. We got a church here at RPC. They're there right now. It's a great church. Beautiful. Got our church, gave us the church. Small campus. It's worth several million dollars, but no matter what, it's very small. Ego, when I first got the campus, God gave it to you. Ego, I'll go around Sunset Hills and post like, look at this today, look at the church or the campuses. I mean, these things are 2,400 seats, you know? And so ego does that. I remember when I got it, I was like, man, I don't want to really post about this. It's kind of embarrassing. I don't want my friends to see this. Getting quiet because you're like, man, I really don't like to think of you in that light. You ought to be proud of a pastor that just tells you the truth. The Holy Spirit's on the inside of me going, hey, I got a question. Why won't you post that? Well, I don't want to be seen with that. So I knew I was wrong. The Holy Spirit, we just read, he's a searchlight in your soul. And I knew I was wrong, so I thought, okay, I'm gonna own this. So I'm like, hey, here we are. And I went into the office. Watch how messed up I am. In the offices of that place has big, giant posters of the mega, huge churches. So I shine outside. I'm like, we're here at our beautiful boutique campus, much different than our other campuses. And I posted it. Pride, ego, opposite of humility. And the Holy Spirit didn't go, well, that's a failure. But I just knew in here, it's deep teaching right now. I knew in here that I couldn't go up there if I didn't get this right. I knew I can't trust you down here if you're gonna keep playing that game. You like that? You like your ego? How many likes you get on that? I got 473 likes. That make you feel good? Yeah, kind of. We're judging our life on likes and comments and stuff that really has no value. But the searchlight of the Holy Ghost will say, hey, I just knew I was wrong. The cloud was with me. Everybody shout, the cloud is with me. Come on, one more time. What? The cloud is with, the Holy Spirit is with you and he's leading you. So then the next time I did it, I just owned it. So excited about the church God gave us. Such an incredible miracle. No other pictures. No other ego. No other pride. I remember when my pastor, Pastor Chris, came to preach. He wanted to come to Florida and preach because he was down here. We have a Saturday night service. And I thought, oh, man, no. I can't have him. Not in a 120-seat room. He's used to, you know, these big buildings that we're at. And I said, my mom said, tell him, hey, you have a little studio down here, and that's what you do, and kind of downplay it. And I, on the inside of me, the cloud said, don't defend it. I said, we'd love to have you. He pulled up on the parking lot. He never mentioned how little it was. He didn't mention anything except he said, this is the cleanest place I've ever seen in my life. Walked around, preached, enjoyed himself. Then we went to dinner, and I didn't say anything about how great our other campuses are. How blah, blah. So own it. Everybody shout, own it. So wherever you are, when you live in a trailer, you go, look at what God gave me. Look at, I know it's shag carpet, but they don't make that no more. They don't make shag like that no more. There's Cheerios in there somewhere. And then somebody look at you and go, bad girl, needs new carpet. And God can move you from a single wide to a double wide. Then he can put you in a modular. And then he can take you all the way up to where you're up in the clouds. And your friends wonder, how in the world did they get there? They were led by the Holy Ghost. They were fed by the Holy Ghost. They were directed by the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, every campus, make some noise. Come on, Weldon. Stand with me. It'll encourage me to shut up. Listen, how many of y'all today feel like the Holy Spirit, even when it could have been me, something I said, or the Holy Spirit spoke to you directly, but you feel like you got some direction today. Come on, raise your hands. Every campus, if it rings true to you. You can't lose with this stuff we use. You'll turn your head at the right time. You'll be at the right place. The Holy Spirit's there. He's here with you.